We come to you now from Worcester, Ohio, where our sloth biologist Stephen Sizemore is interviewing local students on their knowledge of this magnificent creature he studies.
Yes, I'm coming to you from Bell Avenue at the local college, looking to pick the minds of these budding intellectuals. Ah, here come two of them now. Hello, sir. May I ask what your name is?
My name is Rod Blazingame.
And your friend here?
My name's Jonathan Crash.
Wonderful. Would either of you happen to know much about the amazing creatures known as sloths?
Well, I hear they're kind of lazy, and they don't do much.
Yeah, I think they're kind of like hippies of the jungle.
Yes, this is in fact true, although I don't know if I would endorse the metaphor. Sloths are in fact known for their slow movements and do indeed possess a very slow metabolism. Do either of you know why this is?
No, but could you please tell us?
Well, the sloth possesses a highly specialized digestive tract with organs designed for leaf consumption. A slow metabolic rate helps it to survive on these leaves, which are abundant but low on nutrients.
So they eat only leaves?
Yes, in fact, they do. Indeed, the average sloth's diet is so specialized that each sloth will only eat from the sorts of trees it was raised in.
Wow, that seems strange. Wouldn't such a specialized eating ritual get in the way of its chances of survival?
Well, perhaps, but the sloth seems to be one of those animals that prefers cooperation over competition. By sticking to its own turf, so to speak, it is able to avoid encroaching on its neighbor's habitat. This way of life allows more sloths to live in a certain area on many different trees than if they were all in search of the same one.
Wow, that is a really interesting way of looking at it. Where could these sloths be found?
Generally, the three-toed sloth can be found all through tropical South America. It tends to live in the trees, and if one listens, they can hear the sound of it rustling through the branches. They live in the trees their whole lives, only to come to the ground once roughly every 10 days to defecate. They always do this at the base of the trees they feed from, and it is thought that this is a way for them to provide nutrients back to the trees they inhabit.
Are there any other organisms that sloths live in cooperation with?
Yes, indeed there are. Algae grows on the backs of sloths, and their hair is even designed to support this. This further supports a relationship with moths, who in turn feed on this algae. The color of the algae is thought to help camouflage the sloth in the trees.
That's crazy.
Perhaps, but it is true in one of the more astonishing facts about these wonderful creatures known as sloths.
Oh, smack, I gotta get to class.
Oh my god, I can't wait to get to class and tell everyone how radical sloths are.
And thank you for your time.